Hey all, this is Throwaway Lust. Finally gonna get to answer questions from the AMA post that I made literally 3 months ago. I apologize for taking a while. I just didn't expect that many questions, so I was like, every time I look at it, I was like, yeah, let's just put that in the back burner for now. That's a lot of questions. I don't think I can handle that much that fast, so. Whoops. I really apologize. But yeah, anyways, I'm just gonna go. Okay, so I finally figured out how I'm gonna solve my predicament of being overwhelmed every time I check out this post, and that is by literally playing a video game while answering questions. So some of my this audio might be a little lengthy, but I will break it into parts. I'll answer 1, 2, 3. Yeah, I'll answer three to four sets of questions, probably until I reach the 45-minute mark, and then we'll wait again until the next recording. I have my game, which is Destiny 2, and I have honey lemon drink, and I have always a constant in all my audios, the dogs in the neighborhood, and the planes. So if this audio has shit quality, well, you have to understand, it's going to be a 45-minute audio. I don't think I can edit that much. I don't think I can pause and play and pause and play every time one of these behemoth planes starts flying right over my roof. So, if my voice gets a little bit weird, then you know why. If you hear dogs everywhere, then you know why. Alright, so, let's get started. I like how I kind of hyped myself a bit for this. I'm gonna try and be as energetic as possible. Because, ooh, Dead Orbit is victorious. Sorry. Because, well, it's gonna be a long audio and I wanna keep up the energy. Which I don't think is already happening that well. Okay, so I think I'm gonna go and start with I'm gonna go travel to the traveler first and see what's up. Yeah, but I believe I have a couple things I have to deal with. And so let's start with the first set of questions from Bifun69. Who's the first question, or first two sets of questions are basically just flattering compliments. First, how are you so good at singing? I don't know why you think I'm so good at singing. If you've heard my covers, I have very limited range, okay? And on top of that, I have bad breathing technique. Anyone who's had formal vocal training will be able to tell, like, shit, she's inhaling at the wrong parts of the song, and she's not very good at sustaining. So, yeah. What makes it look like I'm good at singing, though, is that I'm pretty good at choosing the right songs. I have a limited soundtrack to work with, and when I do have a song in mind, 99.9% of the time I have to lower the range. So. Let's decrypt an engram real quick. So yeah, I mean, I apologize. I wish I was actually really good at singing. There was a time when my mom actually wanted to put me into theater because she thought that I had a good voice, and then she wanted to put me into theater training so that I also gain a bit of acting and singing, you know, both at the same time. She wanted to enroll me since I was like 7 years old, but it never really pushed through because the school was too far and it was too expensive. So I'm just dealing with what I have, with what little that I have. All right, let me decrypt this real quick. That's all right. Okay, and then, that's basically what. Why do I have an item there? I'll go to this guy first. Yeah, that's basically why. The story of why people think I have a good voice. Maybe naturally, like, maybe I had potential, but, like, technique wise and range wise, I ain't got shit. I ain't got shit at all. Number two, how am I so good at making audios? Literally, I stick to what I know, and I do my best to have fun with it. Actually, I don't think I've ever had an audio where I didn't have fun with it. I think the only reason why I have a bad time at it is because logistics-wise, like, I have to deal with planes and dogs most of the time. So, like, sometimes it just takes me out of the mood, and I can't make an audio if there's just so many interruptions. And I'm sure for those who struggle with recording as well, it's one of the ultimate, you know, it really takes out, how do we sentence this? It really puts down the mood. So yeah. Ooh. Thank you. And I need to make more room in my inventory. So yeah, basically just stick with what you like to do. Or stick with what you know. Or if you want to try something else, then make sure that you're at least having fun with it. I just had the experience of making an incest audio for the first time, and I basically found a way to have fun with it as much as I can, and that's by literally inserting different references, different local references, and having fun with my language, so. There is that. Ooh, I have a new ship. And new shaders. Did you know that Tess Evers from, I love how I'm inserting fun facts, like we have a job to do and I'm still talking about the game. Did you know that Tess Evers from Eververse is voiced by Claudia Black, who voiced Morrigan? And Chloe Fraser from Uncharted, Morgan from Dragon Age. So yeah, just a fun fact. The first time I heard her voice, I was like, oh my god, she's here. I was so excited. Anyways, right, I have to clear some stuff in my inventory. Okay, and then move to the next question. Number three, what is my dream job? My dream job is basically to be able to create content and be paid for it. I will not go into detail as what kind of content do I mean, but yeah, basically that is the dream for me. Why? Because I know I kind of just take from my mom and dad, where they really get passionate about creating their own things. My mom is an excellent cook, and she just loves making her own recipes. My dad has his own business. And so that's me. I think growing up in the digital age, creating content became my thing. Or is what I'd want my thing to be. Sentences are hard when you're playing games and you're asking questions at the same time. But that's okay. We're having fun. I'm having fun. Next question. Due to a typo asking the last question, I now have to ask Dream John. John Snow. Okay, just kidding. Dream John? I'd like to assume that when you say Dream John, you mean Dream Guy or Dream Partner. And basically, I just need him to be a decent human being. Someone who can keep up with my sex drive. Someone who can keep up with my ambitions and my schedule, and someone who can treat me right, which is a lot. I don't think I'll ever find love. Sad. No, I don't think I'm even ready to start looking, to be honest. I just can't rush from a breakup, that's why. And I just want to focus on my shit, to be honest. So I'm not really thinking much about Dream Johns. Okay, number five. What is your number one video game boss of all time? And why is that your favorite boss? If we're talking about emotional impact, then I would have to say Virgil from Devil May Cry 3, because I love Devil May Cry, and that fight legit gave me feels after, after working together to defeat Arkham, now you have to defeat your own brother. Like, really? I thought we were past this. So that sucks. But if we're talking about the most rewarding boss, it will probably be Champion Gandir from Dark Souls 3. Champion Gandir is an optional boss, but I really love that boss fight because, number one, he's tough as nails. Like, there's literally no way for you to cheese him unless you're like really, you're like one of those players who's like, you just don't know how to dodge and you just know how to dodge and hit. You know, I may have poorer reflexes than you have, but it was a pain in the ass to fight. He was fast, he was quick, he was almost unpredictable, and literally, he's a fucking tank and could hit hard. And I'm a dex type, so. So, what made him rewarding is that he basically unlocks an entire area that would give you a secret ending and would basically enhance the lore, I guess. And it's a pretty cool space. Like, if you've ever reached, even before Champion Gundyr's area, like, you know what's gonna be up. That is, if you're playing this game blind. I still cannot find. Okay, I know what I'm getting rid of. Dismantle this, please. And this one, too. Okay. Right, so. Oh, my laptop went into sleep mode. Right, so he next asks me, or the next question is, what is your dream job? My dream job would have to be. Oh, wait, I already answered that. Jesus Christ. What is your best quality? My best quality would have to be. That I'm quite passionate at a lot of things that I do. It's the reason why I am. It's basically the reason why I'm literally still doing a lot of audios, even though I'm 7 months in. I have like two audios a week, and then I have a couple extra audios that are non-sexual. So there's that. That hurt. Yeah. So there's that. Sorry, let me just collect a couple of things. I'm looking at their stats. Anyways, doesn't matter. Yeah, those are mostly the reasons why. Which reasons why? What am I even saying? He's at. You already answered that question. The next question is, what is your worst quality? Why do you think that? Can you fix it? I'm cheating. This is a 3-for-1. I know. That's not fair. But yeah. Ooh. Did I choose this faction? Okay. I'm going there. I actually forgot the faction that I chose. Jesus, it's been a week since I played this. And it really sucks because I don't have time to play games. It really sucks. Anyway, my worst quality would be, someone already pointed this out to me, self-deprecation. I'm really hard on myself. Hey, hard. I'm really hard on myself. It comes with how I grew up. Basically, my mother is a perfectionist. My father expects a lot from me. So. Thank you. Oh, thank you. Okay. I accept your offering and will now leave this place. Anyway, so yeah, it comes with the fact that my parents expect highly of me. And so, that much, has already been solved. I mean, that issue has already been solved. But now I'm mostly, you know, we're good. But now, like, that growing up that way has taught me to be very self-critical of myself. Self-critical of myself. Wow. See, look at that. It's taught me to be self-critical. And that is basically it. Can I fix it? Yeah. There are sometimes, like, you'll hear a couple of audios or a couple of songs where I just go, you know what? Fuck it. Just post it. I'm slowly trying to let go of, like, okay, this is the best you can do at this current time. Just post it and move on. Because if I don't do that, then basically you won't get any audios from me at all. So hopefully it's working. Next, number 8. What is your favorite skydiving food? I don't think I'd skydive while... I don't think I'd eat food while skydiving. But if ever that's the case, then we go ahead and eat a plain biscuit and some water. So, you know, it won't mess up with your stomach. Number 9. Favorite type of audio to listen to and to record? Ooh. I like that. I like that question. The favorite audio, the favorite types of audio that I like listening to is mostly MDOM and FSUB. MDOM because usually rough MDOM, rape MDOM. And the reason for that is because I'm a control freak at work and in real life, and so the idea is that control is forcibly taken away from me. That's why it kind of works with me. But I also like soothing audios, massage audios. I love massage audios because I just know that the past 6 months have been the most stressful months of my entire life. I'm not even exaggerating here. Like, it used to be last year, I could just go through life. Like, life is a breeze. But now it's not. And those soothing kinds of audios really help me. I think I'm going to go start with a couple of adventures. Let's go to Nessus. I like Failsafe. Let's see if there's an adventure. Oh, there's a public event coming up. But there's also... Ooh. Okay. Let's just go free roam for now. And, FSUB? I like FSUB because... I don't know, When I was still sticking to video porn, and I don't watch video porn now because audio porn is mainly what works for me. When I used to watch video porn, I would always look for videos where the female sounds good. I wouldn't even watch the video. I just close my eyes and imagine and just listen to the girl. That's it. That's what got me off when I used to not do this. And it's annoying because back when I was just watching video porn, like, most of the guys there sound like shit. Not to be rude, but yeah, they sound like shit. They would do this fake moaning, like, oh, oh, oh. And I could not. I could listen to them, but only when I could hear a very pleasant female voice. And most of the time, it's an FSUB voice. So, yeah. That's why I'm still into FSUB today. Today, yeah. I'm sorry, that was kind of rude on my part. But that's really it. That's what annoys me the most. I mean, this is why I stuck to GWA when I discovered it back in February or March. March, what kind of accent was that? February or March, because literally, that was it. The sounds were much better, and that's it. Favorite type of audio to record? It's... Hang on. Ooh. Damn, this is not the loadout that I want. Favorite audio to record? I don't know. It depends on my mood. Most of the audios that I record are audios I like to record. So, you got that coming for you. Wait, so you got that already? I basically just like audios where... I have an answer. I like audios where I can portray a character. Yes. Portraying a character is fun for me. Because... it's basically... shit. I'm distracted. Oh! It formulated here. Oh, this is a new type of public event. Sorry. Yeah, character audios. Apologies. I was distracted. I don't know what's happening. Ah, there you are. Integrations remaining. 10 out of 10. Okay. Next question. How am I? How are you? Are you enjoying your day? Did I get enough sleep? I am doing okay. I'm enjoying my day. Because, Aren't we supposed to destroy these things? Anyway, I'm enjoying my day because I'm playing video games and recording an audio at the same time, even though at the expense of the quality of this audio. So, I honestly don't even know if you'll be into this. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to... sorry, this is an entirely new public event. And none of us playing in this public event knows what the hell is coming on. What the hell is happening. Anyways. Yeah. I'm doing okay. Did I actually get some sleep? Yeah, I got some decent sleep. I got my 6 hours of sleep. Oh, excuse me. Let me help you out there, brother. Right, there we go. I had enough sleep, so yeah, that's about it. Okay, thank you very much for your questions. Bye, fun. I hope my answer's satisfied. Also, I'm staying still. Why am I staying still? Oh, because I was revived by the same guy. Oh, that's so sweet. None of us literally knew what were happening. What was even happening right there? Oh my god, this is actually a very tough event. Jesus. So much is happening. Oh, and I died. Anyways, next set of questions comes from Lookout08. His first question is, your audios are full of emotion and are well played out. Have you ever considered being an actress or something similar? Nope, I have never considered being an actress. I do not think I can be a good actress, because when I was in college, we had theater training, and my professor literally said, you do well with your voice. The problem is that you maintain a very, I'm very self-conscious, I guess. I have a bad, not really bad, like, I'm not a very good actress when it comes to the facial expressions. Body movement, it's nice. He also mentioned that my body movement is okay, but again, facial expressions is where it's at. Just imagine, that might mean that you won't listen to my audios anymore. Oh, but yeah, whatever. Just imagine Kristen Stewart. Just imagine Kristen Stewart making those moaning sounds. No, I don't do that. I actually make O faces. At least when it comes to sex, I'm good at it. Just not in other situations, basically. Oh, that's a pretty nice item. Right. The next question is... oh, right, but I was going to say that if we're talking about voice acting, then definitely yes. I would be so into that. If someone hires me to do voice acting work, yes. I'd do it in a heartbeat. Okay, next question. Is there a TV show you'd like to watch but haven't yet had the time to do so? How to Get Away with Murder is one. There's an anime that I need to watch, but I won't say what because I'm kind of shy about my choices. Like, I feel like I would be judged for that anime. It's such a polarizing anime. You're probably like, really? You're still into that shit? What else? Whew. Sorry, a lot of action is happening in around me. What else? I very much like to catch up on shit. I very much like to catch up on Elementary. I know the new season's out on Netflix. I'm watching it sparingly though, which is annoying. Like, I want to be able to binge watch that shit. That, like, sorry for the fans of Mr. Benedict Cumberbatch. He's an excellent actor, but I just prefer Elementary. Really, it's just very new and fresh for me, and I like what they've done with it. I love what they've done with Watson. I love what they've done with Sherlock and all the little plot twists. It's just fun for me to watch the changes that they've made, and they actually make good character development, so there's that. It's an underrated show for me. Number three, do you have any specific tag you want but haven't seen in GWA? Well, 3 months ago, I would have answered temperature play, but I've seen a couple of those audios already. But actually, I think we need more of those. Candle wax play, we need more of those. Knife play, we need more of those. I don't think there's a lot of. I think GWA has a lot of tags covered already. So, oh, if anyone, if there's a language that I'd like to hear more often, it would be Spanish ones. Yeah. Spanish audios, please. Right. Next question is, what is your go-to game right now, and what games are you looking out for? My go-to game right now is Destiny, obviously. A game that I'm looking out for is Gran Turismo. I love Gran Turismo. I basically grew up with that game. It's the reason why I'm a pretty good driver. Not really. I mean, I'm a pretty good driver. It's the reason why I love driving games, really. That and Need for Speed Underground. They need to bring back Need for Speed Underground. They need to remaster that game, really, to be honest. I love that game so much. Also, I think I need to adjust my controller settings again. Ooh. What is going on? Why is it like this? I can't really move my struggles of a controller. Anyways, yeah. Next question is, any book recommendations for a newbie book reader? If you're into video games, Ready Player One. To be honest, try books where you've already try books that were adapted into different types of media, because chances are those books are actually good. Except for Twilight. Don't do that. So if you're into Witcher, then go get the Witcher series. It started with a book, actually. Sorry, I was distracted by failsafe. Yeah, that one. You may also be interested in. You know, if you're into Game of Thrones, go for A Song of Ice and Fire. If you're into American Gods, which maybe should add that to a list of shows that I want to watch. Immigrant to American Gods, then get the American Gods book from Neil Gaiman. It's actually a pretty fascinating book. You can also go with quick novels by some of the more prolific writers like Stephen King. I wouldn't know if Haruki Murakami. Haruki Murakami is an excellent writer. His works are pretty surreal, but it could be tough for you to read because it is surreal. I don't know, if you're into that, then go ahead. Remember, just stick with books that already have other media adaptations. Ooh, I like my gun for this type of action right here. It is taking a while to murder these sons of bitches. Hang on, real quick, I will continue with the audio, just let me finish this motherfucker. I really hate The Fallen the most because they're the enemy type. They always like to slip away and run away. They're annoying and they always run away. It's just, goddamn it, really? Anyway, next question. Do you sometimes listen to music while playing games? If you do, any suggestions for when playing first-person shooters? I stick to the music that's in the game, really. Immersion and all. But if you're playing video games, if you're playing an FPS and you want different music, maybe try going with Halo's soundtrack. Really epic stuff. Makes you feel like a badass. Like a hero, even. But you want to be careful when you play the soundtrack, because it could really pull you in and make you do stupid decisions, like thinking you can actually be a hero. Don't be a hero. Just don't be a hero. Look out. Be smart when you play first-person shooters, especially if they're cooperative. Try to remember that this isn't about your personal stats, this is about teamwork. Personal stats follow. I mean, at least that's my philosophy. So yeah, that is unsolicited gaming advice from me, which you don't really need to listen to because I suck at video games in general. Right, next question, all-time favorite albums or artists? All-time favorite album? I have a lot. All-time favorite albums? I actually have a lot, but I'll try to stick with one. I'll stick with three. And if it's an all-time favorite album, then it's an all-time favorite artist. So, first one is... Whoa! There's that patrol. The first one would be Lady Gaga. All-time favorite album would be The Fame Monster. Second one would be Arctic Monkeys. All-time favorite album would be A.M. Third one would be... Shit. Ah, this is actually tough. I'm thinking... Thing is, I don't really listen to their new music anymore, but used to be Maroon 5. All-time favorite album would be their third album, Hands All Over. I really like that style, but it was an underrated album, and I think it's the main reason why they switched. The sales were pretty bad in that album, and I think it's the reason why they switched to very poppy music. I have a lot more all-time favorite artists, acts. It's just really, I think I mentioned those three because those are who I'm listening to a lot these days, except for Lady Gaga. Lady Gaga, any album, whatever, anytime, I will listen to it. I will watch her perform. I would even like go check out her concerts, but I wasn't able to go to her concert when she went to the Philippines, so that sucks. All right, next. Oh, that's the last question. So that's about it, guys. Next. Whew, I hope you're satisfied with my answers. And the next set of questions comes from Hexagonics. Let's check out the time first. Oh my god. 35 minutes. Okay, yeah, I think I think we'll end it with this last batch of questions. Last batch, secure your mask before helping others. What? I actually forgot what I was gonna do here. Huh. Anyways, I am actually thinking of ending it with this last batch of questions. I may be saying sentences that don't make sense because I get distracted all the time. Like I don't remember the last thing I said. Which is terrible. It is awful, but that's me. Oh, okay. Hang on. Sorry. Last batch of questions is from Mr. Hexagonix. Hello, Hexagonix. Your first question is, what's your step-by-step... Oh, sorry. That is Lustful Crunch. I said the wrong one. Sorry. I wasn't looking because I'm literally in the middle of a fight. First question is, what's your favorite word in the English language? Fuck. Fuck would be my favorite. It is short, it is sweet, it is succinct, and it can mean a lot of things depending on how you say it and the context. It's such an efficient word that conveys so many emotions at once. But it's real though, it's true. For example, I could say, God damn it, fuck you. Or I could, and that would mean something, that would mean I'm angry, or I could say, fuck. That could probably mean I'm enjoying being pleasured as of the moment. We can also go, fuck me, as in I'm frustrated at myself. Or we can go, fuck me, as if I'm begging to get fucked. In good ways. Right. We can also go with, yeah, you know. Fuck conveys a lot of emotions. Good or bad. We can also go with, fuck yeah, like I'm happy. Or go with, fuck yes. As if, you know. You know what I mean. I have made this point 3 times already. Anyways. Let's go with the next question. Wait, really? Oh, no. I think I answered. Okay, I missed. I made a mistake. Hang on. Yeah, okay. The second question I missed the question. See, this is what happens when you mix one question when you distract yourself. Okay, this is Hexagonix's question, which I already answered because I thought it was Lookout's question. It was, is there a TV show that I'd like to watch but haven't had the time to? And I accidentally read his question first, so I'll go ahead and answer Lookout's second question, which is actually, any tags you really don't like, and are there tags that you are curious about? Any tags that I'm curious about? Any tags that I really don't like? I don't know, I don't think there are tags. Probably water sports and scat. It's a thing that I'm not into. I don't think I'll be into it at all. No shaming if you're into it. We all have our kinks. And are there tags that I don't like but I'm curious about? I just broke this. I actually don't like the incest tag and the impreg tag, but I broke my heart limits to do this giveaway audio, which Lookout, you'd probably already know because you participated in said audio giveaway. So yeah, it was a lot of fun to do. It really kind of opened me up to more types of audios. So I think the next type of tag that I want to try out, I don't know, probably beast, a beast audio, just for funsies, or something that's supernatural, except for the succubus. So yeah, It is Halloween season, so that would be a good time to try something. Oh shit. I don't understand what they mean by integrations. Oh, that's how you do it. Okay, I understand now. Sorry. Okay, so now that that debacle has been solved, I'll move on to my next set of questions, which is... Hang on. What is your favorite audio of yours? Ooh. I don't know. I think script... If it's an audio made by a scriptwriter, then it would probably be... Look out, OA. Oh, shit. Mikado's call girl calls the shots because I specifically requested for it. Next, an audio that I made. One that I improv, maybe? Actually, no. Oh yeah, it would be the FF4M audio thing that I'll be into. Why is that? How is that still not a thing? Ooh, shit. Hang on. Oof. Sorry. Technical difficulties. Right. Next question would be... Oh yeah, the FF4M script, which is a succubus script, which is basically self-cest, which is basically me. Sorry, I was completely distracted. Which would be the FF4M, and I already mentioned it. I liked it because it was one of the toughest things to do editing-wise. And it was a fun script to make. It was really fun for me to do. I was basically just thinking of all the things that I could do. Oh shit. Thinking of all the things that I could do with myself and a guy. So yeah, number four, what do you feel is your biggest accomplishment in any video game? Finishing Bloodborne. Finishing Bloodborne has to be my favorite because Bloodborne is, gameplay-wise, it's different from Dark Souls 3, from Dark Souls, but I still, for some reason, managed to finish it. It's the hardest game I've ever played, to be honest, because it really encourages you to play proactively and not defensively. So you have to be fast and you have to be offensive. And that's actually not my playstyle at all, and it forced me to do that, so... Yay, I guess. What do you feel is your... Oh, yeah, it's on here. Is there a script still missing from GWA, in your opinion? If yes, what is it about? I don't think I could think of that. I think there needs to be more scripts about different characters. Because... There needs to be more scripts about characters. Different characters. I feel like everyone's done a lot of things already. There's such a variety in GWA already that... Something that has, it doesn't even have to be like a character that already exists, but like, you know, even if it's like a vague original character of yours that is not generic, right? Or is not really, it's not like one thing that you can easily define. Like, I know it's porn, so, you know, you really shouldn't be thinking much about it, but that's a thing that I'd like to experience. Alright.
Oh shit. I think.
Yeah, that's really it. Maybe, possibly. Oh shit, why am I being. Okay, I think the next thing I want to do here would be to move to the crucible because I am about to wrap this audio up. But yeah, I think. Shit, I haven't completed this drive to Jesus. Whew! This is probably gonna be cringy for most of you. Number 4, we already answered that. Number 5, I already answered that. Number 6, what would be your favorite subject for a photograph? That would be portraiture. I love portraiture because I love taking, like, I've actually done a bit of amateur portrait photography. I just like seeing the reaction of people whenever I take a photo of them and it happens to be taken in a good angle with good lighting. It enhances all their features. Which is basically my philosophy with them. Taking portraitures, you don't wanna focus on hiding. I don't wanna focus on hiding their perceived flaws. I wanna focus on enhancing their qualities. If it's their eyes, if it's their cheekbones, if it's their curves, then that's what I kind of focus on. And seeing them so happy about themselves, makes me smile and giddy inside because, oh, I managed to make them feel good. So that's my portraiture. And, experiencing different, if it's a candid photo, I guess it's all the more better, because they are the least self-conscious when it's a candid photo. So yeah, number 7, and finally, what character from any book reflects your personality best? As much as I'd like to choose a not-so-popular book, I'd have to go with Hermione Granger from Harry Potter. Yeah. I'd like to go with Yennefer, but I'm not that unflinching when it comes to considering the when it comes to being considerate of a friend or a partner or whatever. So yeah, oh shit. Oh my god. I jumped into that trap. Yeah. Hermione Granger, because she's a by-the-books person, and I was a by-the-books person, and you could see her growth in the books, how she slowly doesn't have regard for the rules anymore in the future, you know, she becomes courageous, which I think is a thing that's happening to me as of the moment. She also needs a time-turner, and I really do need a time-turner with all of my activities. So. Yeah, I think that's why I choose Hermione. I mean, I wish I was Yennefer. I have a feeling I'm slowly getting to be like her with all the self-confidence in that. But then again, I am self-critical, so I don't think. I don't know. I want to be like Yennefer. Yennefer's goals, I think. I can already hear people saying, "What? Really, Yennefer? Not Triss?" Sorry. I'm loyal to my friends. I'm not gonna flirt with their man. Even if he has amnesia. Yep. Alright, that's about it, guys. I think I've answered the first batch of questions. That's 24 questions answered. 24 questions answered, and the rest will come soon. I will talk to you guys again. Maybe I'll do this again next week. And maybe I won't be playing video games anymore, because finishing this, I just know some of you will just be annoyed hearing me get distracted with answering questions. yeah. That's it, guys. I will talk to you all soon. See ya. Aha! Take that. Oh shit, I forgot to end the recording. Jesus Christ.